throne. Let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell us. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me. No other will ever be as good as he is to me.
Yeah. Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, he's carried me through. When I'm down and out, he lifts me up. I know that he'll be there to help me too. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny. He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other. Yeah, good. I know that he's real. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes, he's real.
To 2023, you know, this is the 600th show that we're being recorded right now as we celebrate a brand new year. And I did something different this year. Of course, I did not broadcast over Christmas. I did not broadcast like I have always over the years on New Year's Eve. I decided, well, God decided to give me a long rest, which I definitely needed. This marks the 600th recorded show that I have done for JHOM. There are so many shows out there talking about the Word of God and giving it to you in different ways. The wonderful thing about the Word of God is it never changes. So whether you listen to something that I did 15 years ago or you do listen to something I did last week, what happens is the Word of God is consistent. The message is consistent. I thank God for the favor to be here for 600 shows later and people still listening. I am completely humbled and utterly grateful for the opportunity. And I thank each and every one of the listeners that have ever listened to any show, that have ever reposted a show, that have ever told anybody about JHOM or Sister Poochie. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And may God bless and keep you for 2023. Now, this show is called 2023 Grace and Mercy Flowing Free. Everybody, God has come, to, you know, I have been using this time trying to ask God, what is the word for the year? And every year I give you a word for the year. And that's what he gave me. He really has put every opportunity out there for the children, his children, to learn and to know and grow deeper in your knowledge, grow deeper in your wisdom, grow deeper in your understanding, grow deeper in your faith. He's giving us every medium, whether it's online mediums, in church mediums, you know, more secular stations are playing gospel music. He's making sure that he's everywhere. And now what is time is we're beyond seeking. We know he's here. It's now time to actually utilize it. God is active and a working. He's a now God. And he operates in the now. He's still so much doing what he said he's going to do over and over. And he's demonstrating it every day. We have to elevate our belief, our faith system, that we're just not seeking to know, but we're using to gain. Let me explain that for you. Using to gain. Use the word of God to gain access to all the promises of the Bible. Use the word of God to conduct yourself so you can unleash grace and mercy overflow. Favor overflow. We have to let God take control. We have to stop trying to lead ourselves, and we have to follow him. But in following him, we get every single thing we need. We get so much more than we can even imagine. That's what the Bible is all about. It is stories and illustrations showing over and over and over again how God has proven himself true. Now, when I say he's alive and he's living, just think about your life. Think about the examples in your life that he has shown himself true to you. You did become a living testimony of God's favor, grace, and mercy. Now, the only difference is no one is running around documenting what's happening to you. But that doesn't mean God has stopped at Revelations. That's not the end. That was just to tell you and to show to you how the people before us dealt with life. It's an instruction manual. Because anything that happens now, you can find something that relates to it in the Bible or that is not in there. If it's not in there, it's not of God, you know? But you can find a key reference point to something that happened centuries ago of what's going on now. Everybody, the message for 2023 is very simple. It's so simple this year. We have to get beyond just seeking God to knowing him and utilizing him through his son, Jesus Christ. That is the system that's set up. It's not to wait until you die to get the glories of God. It's actually to utilize your faith here today on earth to unleash every blessing that is due to you. You are an heir. You plant seeds. You have sown good seeds. And you get a harvest from that. Everybody, 2023 can be an overflow year for every faithful believer out there if you just stop thinking about it and you start doing it. We have to start doing it. Doing it. Yes, doing it. Exercising and doing what the word says. Now, let's get into the word. So let's see what it says to back up what the pastor has been talking about. We're coming from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 12th to the 16th verse. And I'm coming from the New International Version. Grab your Bibles, grab your Bibles. If you do not have a Bible, this is your opportunity to get a free, full-length Bible that is in a variety of versions, from the King James Version to the Amplified to the New International Version. So you get to pick your version. It's a full-length Bible. It's audible. It will read to you. You can stop in it and come back. You can set a reading schedule. It gives you a reading schedule, giving you Bible verses every day for you to read in order to complete the Bible, which we all should be doing. We need to find out what is in there. There's a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of benefits. We need to know what those benefits are. So that's what you get if you go to jhom.org, and you can download this free smartphone app. It works on Android or iOS platforms. Download it. It's absolutely free. We take care of the fees to make this available for you. So I want to see more people downloading this. Also, while you're there, you also can look at the Go Deeper videos that will be up Sundays, where I will go deeper into what the reading is. So, you know, doing a radio show, we concentrate on the arts, but I want to stop and give that sermon. So join me there, or jhom.org. And also find us on our YouTube channel, JHOM, Journey Home Outreach Ministries, and follow us on YouTube. Mixcloud, coming up in 2023, I am going to be mixing live. It won't be on the website, but you're going to follow me on a certain name, Mixcloud. Once I get it all set up, I'll let you know. But definitely go to the website, look around, pull down the pull-down menus, read more about JHOM and what we have. We have been here for 15 years, and in February, we'll be celebrating our 16th year. This is our 600th show. God bless us, you know, and it has been a blessing. So definitely while you're there, donate. We're 501c3, non-for-profit religious organization in the United States. So all United States donations are tax deductible. Let God touch your heart and give to the ministry so we can continue to be a beacon out there on the internet. He told me to go build him a tabernacle in space, and that's what I did. And it's been going strong, again, for 15 years. We would appreciate any help that God so puts on your heart. JHOM.org is the website. Also, I want to take a moment, and I usually don't do this, but I see you, India. Everybody in India, I want to send a personal shout out. I see the numbers just going crazy in India. And I appreciate that so much. They're the second on the United States, second listening country for the show. I just want to give a moment to say, India, we feel your love growing real, real fast and real, real strong. Everybody, jump on board. Share the link. Let people know. JHOM.org is here, and it's free for you to celebrate the Word of God. And speaking of the Word of God, you should have your Bibles or downloaded the app by now. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 12th to the 16th verse, and I read in the mighty name of Jesus. For the Word of God is... For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing soul and spirits, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And let the church say amen. And again, let me break that down for you. Let me break it down for you for a moment. It is so exciting to be able to, bask in the Word of God, come in before Him. It is just an honor. Let's get into the message. God is alive and active. He's alive and active. He's alive and He's active and He's current. He knows all about Wi-Fi. streaming all that stuff. He got us alive and active, everybody. He's not something that's way in the past that we read about. He's alive and active. Live your testimony. Let him make you a living testimony so his word can continue to be shined out through the world. Sharper than a double-edged sword, of course. It cuts both ways. It penetrates even the divided spirit and soul. It doesn't matter where state you're in or how stubborn you are, how hard you are, or whatever. God, Almighty, the creator of everything, can slice through joints and marrow and soul and spirit. He knows your thoughts, everything that's in your heart. Nothing is hidden from the Almighty God. So the way to live your life is open and free. He already knows everything you're doing wrong. Just go to him and say, show me what you want me to do right. Don't hide your shame from God. Why? He already knows. You look silly. Stop it. All right. Because everything is uncovered and laid before him in the eyes to whom you have to give account. Don't forget that there's a book of life for each of us. And everything we do, say, and everything gets written down in this book. So if he's writing down everything, don't run away in shame and try to hide yourself from a God that sees everything. You're going to give account for everything you do, good, bad, or ugly in this world, and for every word that you utter. So watch your words. Watch your behavior, follow Christ, and be like him. That's a safe bet. It's a foolproof plan. All right. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to our faith. You know, right now it's about declaring, being bold and declaring our faith, declaring our belief system, and working within that belief system to generate the promises of the Bible. We have to, as believers, we have to start showing people just how real Jesus is. Just like the song, opening song always says, Jesus is real, okay? We have to demonstrate to the world that he is by allowing God to manifest things through us, because we serve a Savior that already been down here and dealt with every temptation, everything, every threat, everything that we have to go through, that we're going through now. He sent him for that reason, so he will be able to be a personal savior to his children. Everybody, the church just say amen. 2023 will be an exciting year for those who walk and step out on faith. It is time to test it. God doesn't mind you testing his word. Let's go. Let's give him a test. Don't worry about anything, because he's alive and he's active and he never lies. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he said that you tithe, that he's going to bless you, that's what's going to happen. There is no, I hope, I think. We have to get confident. That is why Jesus is there, so we can be confident and boldly go to the throne to receive grace. That is what we have to do in 2023. All right, everybody. All right, if you have any questions, you want to talk about this further, jhom.org1@gmail.com is the email address. Teresa will get back to you, and we'll get back to you and discuss this further. Don't forget to go deeper video. That will be up on Sunday. I know I'm broadcasting early, but that's okay. I had to get the New Year word out. That's the word for 2023. All right, everybody. Grace and mercy flowing free. And again, I thank God for the 600th show. It is time for, and this is the Gospel House Rain show. I did a 53-minute mix. So everybody get ready to praise this year. And let's do God some good. This mix is called I Said It, Now Do It, because that's what God is telling us. He's already told you what he's going to do. He's already said how to get it. Now let's put it into action, because he's alive and ready to bless his children. All right, everybody. Same rules apply in this year for the dance mix. One is for you to get up and give God glory, honor, and praise. Give him your petitions. Listen to what is being said within these mixes, because it's a message within itself. And without further ado, let's get going, everybody. It is the Sister Pucci, a Gospel House mix. Here we go.
Dance Break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at JHOM.org. Go Pastor! This is your primetime DJ, Sisto Poochie. Yeah.
DJ.
It's System Poochie.
You know what my grandmama used to tell me? She said, son, the problem is you're doing it yourself. Get from behind the wheel. Get from behind the wheel. Get from behind the wheel. Hey, let the heart work. I just want you to get from behind the wheel.
DJ.
Get from behind the wheel.
DJ.
Get from behind the wheel.
DJ. We'll be right back.
Sister Poochie. Turning this mix way up.
Take them to church.
DJ. DJ. DJ.
Take him to church.
DJ.
Poochie.
DJ.
All right, that's a way to praise in 2023, everybody. If you're just joining me, this is the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. We've come to the end of the show. Thank you for being a part of the 600th show celebration. I cannot believe we've done 600 shows, but we have been in existence. Coming in February, it will be our 16th year anniversary. All right, don't forget, 2023 is all about grace and mercy flowing free. We have to remember God is alive, 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 and he's active. And we have our Savior who lets us boldly go to God with grace and mercy, for grace and mercy. So everybody, read Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 12th to the 16th verse. Again, ask the good Lord for wisdom, pray for wisdom, and ask the Holy Spirit to unleash the mysteries of the Bible for you. And on that, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with Society Hill Music with How Great Thou Art. Opening song was Jeff Wilford in the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus Is Real. We don't own any rights to any of these songs. Everybody, peace, love, and blessings. May the good Lord keep you. May he bless you, and may he smile upon your face. May he keep you for this entire year. And may he give us all peace. All right, everybody, let's roll out of here.